Your wonderful name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. And a special day. Again, it's a uniquely wonderful day to acknowledge, honor, and praise our mothers and our women today. I hope and pray that we may look at every bit of this day, cherish it, because God is a good God. I want to show a video, and when I was looking at this video, it's quite unique. It kind of goes kind of fast, about 2 minutes or so. But you hear a lot of different things. I hope and pray that, you know, when we're talking about God's goodness, we're talking about stories here and there. Of course, I brought up my mom and someone else brought up their own mother. Of course, I look at people, and I was hoping today, I'm praying, Lord, I just want to lift up these women today. Of course, I see everyone's faces. They're kind of sad and missing their mom in the Philippines, and they're crying. I'm like, but he's crying. I don't want people to cry. I want the women to be honored. And if you hear this video, they're different women. They talk about different women. Women who are mothers, women who don't have children. There are single mothers. You'll hear this video and it says so many positive things. I hope and pray we really listen today about the positive things we can get out. As a matter of fact, when I was praying with the praise and worship team this morning, I told them, I'm doing something a little bit unique today. I'm preaching a little bit. And if you know me, I'm very critical. I hit the word really hard. And sometimes I see people leaving going, man, I feel hard, man. I feel convicted. And today I hope and pray that you're going to be absolutely blessed by the positive things that God has, especially for our women. Here are a couple words you'll hear. Joy, satisfaction, being validated. You'll hear some of these things saying, being a godly legacy, transforming hearts in the studio. I hope and pray we hear these things. I hope the women understand in the midst of all that goes on around us, it's validated. That there's some truth and there's no meaning, meaningless. But rather, what you do is validated. It means a lot. So watch this video.
Today is a unique day, and it's far bigger than we think, because there are many different kinds of mothers, and all are being honored today. For the mother who's chosen to stay at home while her children are little, may your patience be great and your influence even greater. For the single mom who never planned on doing this alone, may you be consistently strengthened by your Heavenly Father, and may you hear His voice singing over you. For the mother who strives to balance work outside the home with love inside the home, may you be given energy, validation, and hope as you make the leap from one world to another every day. For moms who had poor mothers themselves, but who now refuse to let that pattern repeat itself, may the godly legacy you've started be carried on for generations to come. For mothers with grown adult children, may today be filled with laughter and joy, and may you experience deep satisfaction and fulfillment. For women who have no biological children of their own, but who mother younger women as mentors, may you understand your role as a calling from God and as a transformation of their hearts. Today is a unique day. So for all the mothers we mentioned, and even those we didn't, be blessed, be honored, be filled with joy. You are making the world a better place because you're filling it with a love that only a mom can give.
Amen, amen. Very positive, wonderful video. I hope you realize what they get out of this is they don't take the negative out of things, positive out of things. We all have different stories. We have mothers that are doing different things. And of course, you heard the first one. They talked about stay-home moms. They talked about patience and influence. They talked about single mothers. Of course, didn't plan to be single mothers. They talk about strength by their Heavenly Father. So we can talk about the negative things that they do, but let's talk about those positive things that they have. They talk about the mothers who are working and talking about validating themselves. and understanding that they have hope. Many people here work as nurses, mothers. We can focus on all the negative things, but there are so much validation, so much truth in what we do. Again, I hope and pray we see the good things that come out of this. They talk about mothers who are poor. Poor not financially, but poor growing up from other parents who were probably mean. They talked about making a godly legacy and turning that and changing that cycle, going, you know what, my mother was different to me, but I'm going to change that legacy. I'm going to make a positive legacy out of this. Again, I hope we can take the positive out of that. Mothers who are mothers already, grandmothers that are. Talked about laughter and joy and satisfaction through these ladies. And the one that's always important in my heart. Women that we forget about, because this day, of course, in 1914, Woodrow Wilson, taking this day and saying, you know what, pass it through Congress, we have Mother's Day. But there are not only mothers, there are women who are single. There are women who are married but don't have children. And of course, 9/10 of my life, I lived single. I didn't get married until I was 38, as many of y'all know. And I just want to say, you know what? Each and every person is validated. All the women who are young ladies, who are single, and they're worried and saying, I don't have a husband yet. And these are the women they talked about as well, that they're transforming their hearts, that they're mentoring other young ladies. They're doing something positive. I hope and pray today we take the positive things. And you're going to hear in Proverbs 31, Proverbs 1 through 9, you're going to hear some negative things, but I want to hear the positive things that come out these women are. So open your Bibles up to Proverbs 31. And continue to pray as I preach God's Word and read the whole book, Proverbs 31. We may just somehow understand how to honor, encourage, and praise. Shall we all rise as we read God's Word, Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 31. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. Gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family, female servants. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them, clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen. Her husband is respected at the city gates. He takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and beauty. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, faithful instruction. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many women do noble things, but ask them all. Charm is your deceptive. Beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done. Let her works city gates. This is the word of the Lord. Be seated. Proverbs 31 talks about a woman. Again, I could be real critical and I can go theological and say, you know, there's also characteristics of God, but I'm just going to stick because it's a special day to our women and these wonderful characteristics that we hear. I'm going to talk about 9 different characteristics that I believe many women here today hold. I really do. Not only at First Philippine Baptist Church, but godly women, women who love the Lord. Of course, as you hear this title, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. There are 2 women you hear in the book of Proverbs. The first chapters, chapter 1 through 9, you hear of this wayward woman. And in Proverbs 31, you hear of a virtuous woman. A wayward woman and a virtuous woman. If you look at the wayward woman, of course, she's one who deviates from what is morally desired. A virtuous woman, of course, is one of moral excellence. So I'm going to be talking about, and hopefully I pray, that I'll stay with the virtuous woman. Again, I say this because if you know me, heard me preach, I love to stay on that left column. I really do. I love to correct people and say, hey, look, here's what's happening. Here's why. Because I love to analyze things. But I'm telling you right now, we need to focus on the positive things of our mothers, our daughters, our sisters. But the Bible says right here, if you see it in verse 1, it's Proverbs 31, a wife of noble character, who can find? So the first thing we should look at and understand is that she has an inner beauty. She has an inner beauty. And each one of these verses are on here in chapters. Of course, this is chapter 31, verse 30. And it compares to that of the wayward woman. She has an outward beauty. And again, I'm not going to talk too much about her. But understand what the word, not inner or outer is, but the beauty. What is this understanding of beauty? She has an inner. In Psalms 27:4, it talks about gazing upon God's beauty. You see, most of us, and again, myself, as I expressed, love to stay on that left side. We understand the physical understanding of beauty. But beauty, even if you look in Webster's dictionary, talks about two powerful words. Pleasure and satisfaction is what beauty is. Pleasure, satisfaction. It doesn't say sensual pleasure. It doesn't say sex. It doesn't say a voluptuous understanding of a beautiful woman. It says pleasure and satisfaction. And when you see Psalms 27:4, it talks about who has this beauty. God has this beauty. And the only one that could give us pleasure, the only one that could give us true satisfaction is God. And in the image of God are these people called men and women. And we need to look at our women today. Understand they have an inner beauty, passion, meekness, a sensitivity. I told myself I'm going to hold back. I'm not. If you know me, I love to say names. I'm not going to pull names. And they're wonderful names here. I'd say this woman at this church, at First Philippine Baptist Church, embodies this beauty. There's many people at this church, I believe with all my heart, have this beauty, just don't know it. It's not the beauty of the physical aspect, but it's the inner satisfaction, the inner pleasure that comes with us. In verse 25, you hear that she is dressed in strength and dignity, as opposed to the lady who is lewd. First three, this is the second one, of course, talk about the lady herself. The next four, we'll talk about her family. And the last two of the nine, about characteristic when it comes to her relationship with God. But this one here talks about her strength and dignity. Again, we're talking about herself. The first one was her beauty, which is a pleasure and satisfaction that she has that's inner, gentleness and meekness. The wayward person, of course, in chapter 6, verse 24, you see her, she is lewd. And just to help you understand that word, it just means to be indecent. We think, well, what is it indecent? Not only dressed up in a sexual, sensual manner, but also through the internal understanding. So somebody who's lewd, appropriate, not proper, she's very indecent. But this woman, she shows strength. She has honor and respect. She has power during difficult times. A lot of women here, I tell you what, I told myself, I'm not going to use some names. There's some really powerful women here. Strong, just very powerful. So much dignity. I hope and pray we as husbands, we as sons, nephews, will look at our women and say, you know what, so blessed. I'm so blessed to have you. You have so much dignity and you show that, so much strength. Another thing we see that talks about herself And the third one is, she is hard to find as opposed to she is easy to find. Chapter 7, verse 10 talks about the wayward woman who is easy to find. And if you look into the world today, of course, we see people, women who are unruly and defiant. But she's easily defined in the sense that she's very common, she's typical, she's usual, and she's not exceptional. She's just like, in other words, you say, well, she looks like just anybody else. It's beautiful and wonderful in this room. If you look at the understanding of the other precious lady in Proverbs 31, you start to understand, as in verse 10, she's rare. Rare to find. She is worth far more than rubies. The only name I'd probably bring up. Ask her. I love her dearly, I do. She really is so rare. There's so many women in this world. But I thank the Lord for one gem. God has given me. When some people say, well, some guys, I'm not married, I don't have one. Sister, niece, Lola, whatever it may be. I hope and pray we start to realize that we have a wonderful gem. But again, it's so easy for us to look at the lewdness of who we are as opposed to the beauty, their strength, dignity. Of course, realize that they're very precious. Very precious. Very precious people. So she's hard to find in verse 10. We see this compared to one that's easy. The fourth one that we can understand, this goes more towards the family. And in the family, we see that she abides in the home. Kind of matches with the fifth one, but she abides in the home as opposed to she's outside the home. When she's outside the home, if you look at chapter 7, verse 11, here's what it says. She's unruly and defiant, and her feet never stay at home. She never stays at home. But the one who stays at home, again, we start to think, you know, this is my mindset. Again, this is me battling. I honestly am praying up here as I preach. It may sound weird, but I'm praying, Lord, help me. If you know me, if you understand my characteristics, it's so easy for me to stay on that left corner. And I know a lot of people who are doing that. But it's so hard for me to stay on that positive. My mind right now, in all honesty, is thinking 1920s, women's rights. Women have the rights to do this. And right now, Pastor, you're being sexist. Right now, you're discriminating against women. You're talking about staying at home. I want to work. I'm not talking about women's rights. I'm not here to throw down women and say, no, you're supposed to stay home. The Bible's talking about here, in just a minute, it talks about managing the home. Now, if I were to go on today, even say it here on this pulpit, I love, you know, one of the things, and I said I wouldn't use anybody's names, and I'm going to ask her, I'm going to say it anyway. But my wife, when I first met her, and I never saw her, I honestly fell in love with her before I even seen her. Of course, I met her on eHarmony, as you all know, and I don't have any shame on that. That's fine. So we're talking to each other. We're talking on the phone. And I'm like, I'm going to marry this woman. She's thinking, what? Person. Early. I was like, no, it's not. We're getting married. But one of the things that really hit home to me, and I said, what do you believe about children? She says, I like to stay home. Stay home moms. There's nothing wrong with working women. I'm not asking you. There's nothing wrong with that. But I believe with all my heart, Proverbs, how the way they should grow. I believe that with all my heart. Train up a child the way they should go. When they get old, they will not. Train up a child at daycare, and they're not going to get away from that. They'll know what it is to be a daycare. If you have the opportunity as a parent, train up a child the way they should go, which is is that cross. That's why, to me, it was a breaker right there. When I talked to her, she said, "I want to be a stay-at-home mom." I said, "This is the woman I want." And as physically as beautiful as my wife is, I said, "I love her inner beauty. I really, with all my heart." I knew this. There's so many women of God here who have such a mentality. Such. And I'm not saying that people should all stay home. That's not my point. Understanding of who this Proverbs 31 is displaying. Not of what the world is displaying in the 1920s and women's rights and discrimination. The absolute truth, what God is trying to say, here are my parameters. Bible. These are my rules. Not what Congress said. Every day since 1914. Every day since 6,000 years ago, since Adam and Eve. Hope and pray you understand that. The rules come from God. The next thing, as she talks about abides and stays at home, she's a homemaker. I suppose she's a homebreaker. When you talk about a homemaker, it's one who manages the household. Manages a household. Puts things in place. I promise I'm not going to say names, but we obviously heard of a lady talking about a mother in the Philippines, calling her and telling her to be at praise and worship practice this morning. Her name, but as you probably could put together, wonderful mom. She manages things and puts things together. Do we butt heads? Sure. But look at the one it says here. This one is a homebreaker in chapter 7. This woman is ready. She's an advocate. She's an advocate to changing. She loves change, specifically changing her heart. She wants to allow me to break her own family. And this is tough. And I'm not going to focus too much on that, but focus on the positive. Homemaker, you keep continuing, keep plugging away as a woman. I'm telling you, we could stay on that negative side and say, "Hey, I know somebody like that." Don't let the enemy stick there. Don't let the enemy stick to the left side and say, "You know what? Just say, you know what? I'm going to manage. As of today, I'm going to do the best I can and understand my inner beauty. I'm going to understand that I have dignity and strength. I'm going to understand these things, that I am going to be somebody who could manage my health and do that well." Whatever that may be. I'm not going to give you specifics. It doesn't mean you have to wash the clothes. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I love washing the dishes. I do. As a matter of fact, when my wife washes the dishes, I rewash them. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Because as you know, as Filipinos, we don't use a dishwasher. In my household, we use a dishwasher, so I got to do it again. No, I don't, not really. I love to just place it in the right spot. I mean, it's pretty important for me. So it doesn't mean she has to be the one who manages. But she loves her family to manage it. That's the heart. If you understand her heart, this woman in Proverbs 31, look at your wife, at your daughter, at your niece, and start to look at the positive things of who they are. Very good at this. Being a teacher for high school for 8 years, it was so easy for me to look at kids and go, "What are you doing? Where's your homework? Sit down. Why are you chewing gum? Where'd you go? How long were you in the bathroom? What's going on?" That's so easy. It just goes in my mind. It's like, "What are you doing?" And same with our kids. On the bus, sit down. "What are you doing? Go home. Go, you know, we're going home now. Come on, come here." It's so easy to think on the negative stuff. But it's so hard to stand in front of the classroom when a kid comes in who hasn't eaten breakfast, who's been beaten by his parents for whatever reason, or been sexually abused emotionally, and look at him and go, and be sincere about it. It's so hard for us to do this because we don't know how to practice it. We need to look at the positive things of who they are and say, "You are so God has given me his word." That's the problem here. You have to look at all the things that who God is and see the way God sees what the word beauty means? It's not physical beauty. If you look at every Hollywood understanding of a woman, it's physical beauty. You look at her inner beauty, that is her satisfaction. She satisfies you and she gives you pleasure. Inner understanding. Theologically, probably 31. Understand. So, with that, she's a homemaker. 6. She does her husband good. And good being, of course, moral excellence and high quality. Doing the best. Moral excellence. Moral excellence. As opposed to, she does her husband nothing but harm. Doing my best not to stay on that side. And not physical harm, I'm very sure. But almost, and this word comes up to me. Harm in the sense of nagging. After a while you get upset. There's some harm in that. But a woman tries to look for the best. Proverbs 31. She's rare. Something we need to achieve and strive for. A wonderful opportunity to understand this by just reading over and over these things. Her beauty, her strength. Buys a home, she's a homemaker. She does her husband good. Moral excellence. And the 7th one. Blesses her family. As she opposed to chapter 7, verse 23, she kills her victims emotionally, mentally, psychologically, physically. I'm just kind of hovering on that left side, as you probably know. And I can even sense it through a discernment like that. Isn't it so easy to go, yeah, I know somebody like that. Because not killing someone physically, just killing, emotionally, mentally. So when you see your child in the morning, they're 16 years old and they're defiant, and they're a mean little kid. Saturate them with kindness. Saturate them with joy. You son, you're so wonderful. You know how important that is for you? Because I read so many youth books, of course, that talk about if a woman doesn't hear it from her dad, she's going to find it from somebody else. We need to. We need to look at the positive things and say, you are so wonderfully made. It doesn't matter how they physically look. If you understand their deeper understanding of beauty, it's so beautiful, so wonderful. Understand. And if you look at verse 28, it talks about a blessing. What is a blessing? It's in the Old Testament, it's a little different from the New Testament. So the New Testament talks about this Greek word called happiness. Give happiness. She gives happiness. I was hoping, and I was struggling actually. My wife, of course, was going to watch Titus, and I said, can you make it? Public slander. Think of how God is so thankful. I really am. Because every single one of us. That's how you look. It's your mom. That she embodies these things. My wife keeps my family happy. That's the way we should act. Bestows this, provides this goodness upon us. The 8th one. She lives in love. as opposed to she lives in lust. As lust, of course, is uncontrolled or illicit appetite, sensual understanding. But the lives of love, this agape love, which you hear in 1 John 4:18 message or somewhere, is love. So when you replace the word love, there's times in every song I hear in songs, I replace the word love. Understand that God is just love. Likewise, she's warm, she's tender, passionate, deep affection. Sister, your love. She has these qualities. Pull them out. Allow them to flourish and bloom. That's what we should be doing. Staying on that right column, not on that left column. And I'll be honest with you right now, I'm so struggling. Stay on that left side. Positive things out. Wonderful things. And finally, the ninth one, she is right with God. I suppose she is religious. Anybody could sacrifice a Sunday. I'd love to sacrifice, and I'm just being honest. No problem. You know, I do have a problem with this. Sacrifice is spending time that you don't have. You have, and you just don't have. And I can easily, I probably couldn't easily, we won't good, but I could easily play golf on a Sunday morning, no, on a Saturday morning. Or I can just show up on a Sunday and sacrifice that and be religious. Well, I go to church. But you have to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. That is the first and foremost thing you must do. That is the number one thing. That's the one thing preaches in Psalms 27:5. Desire. Is to love God. One thing I desire is to love God. One thing I desire is not to feed the homeless in Thanksgiving. That's just being religious. One thing I desire is I go to church every Sunday. No, that's being religious. The one thing you should desire is see right through me. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. That's what we need to learn. Every day of our lives, every second, let's find that intimacy with the Lord. Be right with God. I'm going to close with this as I always do when I talk about my family. As I mentioned a while ago, 12 years ago when my mom passed away during Mother's Day, it could have been really negative. But the only thing that keeps me going, this weird understanding of who God is. It's God who helps me understand this. Not once in 12 years, not even during my mom's funeral, did I cry. Why? Because God gave me this understanding. I don't know why. I can't explain it. Be strong. I thank the Lord for my mom. I really do. And I hope you can pull out every single reason. Because when I was preaching, the reason why I asked my wife to come up here today, or at least be in here today, because it would have been a lot easier for me to even think about my wife over and over and over. Because my mom is in here. And she also exemplified the same thing. She demonstrated, illustrated these things. Because if you knew my mom, she had almost the same characteristics. She's very loving. They say, you know, many sons marry women that are just like their moms. I hope and pray we see those positive things. And find the epitome of this. Here, all the one of the women that you hear in the Bible. There's time on this, but it all starts with D. Many verses, and I'll give it to you later. But she was devoted. Ruth was devoted. She was delightful. She was diligent. She was dedicated. She dressed with care. She was discreet with men. Mothers, pray this is a blessed. I hope and pray we look at the positive. Bless us with us in Psalms 39.